Wooing the grassroots. Two parties are contending with farm policies to win the hearts and minds of the largest group of the electorate. Pulitai Party economists say they will move quickly to bring back crop mortgage programs to support local farmers if they win the July 3rd election, coupled with a credit card program with safeguards against abuse. The costs of the programs can be managed to minimize any impact on the country's fiscal standing, they say. The rice pledging program would offer payments of 15,000 baht per ton for white rice paddy and 20,000 baht for home mali fragrant rice, about 50% higher than current market prices. The Democrat Party has decried the platform as inefficient, fraught with loopholes, and benefiting only intermediaries such as rice mills. The Democrats are instead promoting the existing crop insurance program as a more efficient means of supporting farmers. But Pulitai says its crop mortgage scheme would have a new twist. Participants would be given credit cards that could be used to purchase key inputs such as seeds, fertilizer, and farming gear. Credit lines would be set at 70% of expected earnings from new crops pledged to the mortgage program. Each card would include information about a farmer's land holdings and estimated input needs, which would be accessible whenever a card is used to purchase goods at approved retailers, and when rice is pledged, to help guard against abuse. This method would prevent low-priced paddy from other countries being pledged under the scheme. It would also guard against farmers making excessive purchases of goods, said Pichai Nariptapant, a deputy finance minister in the East. Farmers could settle their credit bills after the harvest, with the remaining funds representing personal profit. He estimated that 100 billion baht would be needed to support the pledging and credit card program, which would run concurrently to support efficiency and guard against corruption. The program mirrors the Indian government's Kisan credit card scheme to provide credit to farmers. But Mr. Pichai, a member of the Pulitai economic team, said that in India, farmers are charged interest and can use credit lines for non-farm activities. Under the Pulitai program, users would be charged no interest for purchases, but are restricted to buying only farm-related products. The current government already spends nearly 100 billion baht annually for the farm guarantee program, but has been unable to boost rice prices, he said. The substance of the credit card program is to provide farmers with cash flow between crops so they do not rely on loan sharks. Mr. Pichai said that many farmers had struggled with debt and interest charges as high as 10% per month to loan sharks to make ends meet between harvests. He said, with the cost of government bonds at 5% per year, fiscal expenses for advancing funds to farmers would be relatively small at 1 to 2% in practice. Mr. Pichai said the program would also be extended to other key crops, including sugarcane and tapioca. He dismissed concerns by exporters that high pledging prices would cut the export competitiveness of Thai rice. We have to offer high prices to encourage farmers to continue planting, otherwise they may leave the fields, he said. Pulitai also plans to beef up its village fund project by planning to give another 1 million baht per village with an initiative to turn it into a village bank. A 3-year debt moratorium would also be offered to farmers with debts under 500,000 baht. For those with debt of up to 1 million baht, refinancing would apply. The plan mirrors a previous scheme by the Thai Rak Thai Party during the Thaksin Shinawatra government. While industrialization over the past four decades has reduced the contribution of agriculture to gross domestic product, more than one-third of the labor force continues to work on farms. Winning these 24 million votes could be a decisive factor in the election. Finance Minister Kaan Chatikavanit said farm policy was one area where Pua'atai was taking a step backwards in terms of development. The Democrats' agricultural policy aims to raise farmers' incomes by 25% through price insurance that now covers rice, tapioca, and maize. Development of new seed strains and the expansion of irrigation and water management systems will be focused. The party vows to accelerate land reform, land and soil development, and help for the poor to secure farmland. An agriculture ministry official said both the mortgage and income guarantee plans have their advantages. In terms of availability, pledging benefits fewer than 30% of all farmers, while the income guarantee program is available to small farmers in remote areas. Since farmers never return to redeem mortgaged rice, the onus is on the state to keep a huge stockpile of paddy, of which quality and value deteriorate by the day. The Bank for Agriculture and Agricultural Cooperatives at one time had to deal with about 100 billion baht worth of rice and tapioca pledged during the Thaksin Shinawatra administration. On the other hand, pledging is an effective and quick measure to prop up prices. The government has at its disposal a large stockpile that it can manipulate to control prices. Meanwhile, the income guarantee plan is not without its flaws. Fraud has already been pointed out, as 69 million rye were listed this year from 61 million when the scheme began. This is because the scheme accepts only plots under 30 rye each, prompting large landowners to split their land into plots to qualify.